Tēnā anō koutou, e whakarongo mai ana ki a Kuguri Clark tēnei, e kōreronga ki a koutou katoa e rungi te wahanga o te kuaka mārangaranga. E hoa mā ki runga i te raina i tēnei rā, ko tāku nei kai kōrero, tana ingoa ko Professor Helen Roberts, ka motu ki a koutou anō kei wahona, e rongo mai ana koutou rati tō tātou reo tuarua, he reo Pākehā. Nā nō reira kia koutou katoa, whakarongo mai. On the line this morning, I've got a lady called Professor Helen Roberts, and of course we are going to speak on the Department of Accountancy and Finance at University of Otago. So I have Helen on the line now, so bear with us, and we are going to speak in English. Morena, good morning to you, Helen.
Yeah, kia ora, girlie. Thank you for having me on your program.
Oh, thank you. Lovely to hear you. It's the weather is nice up here. Oh, I know. All throughout Aotearoa, throughout New Zealand, it's been drastic with some of the areas with coal. Cold spat of weather, and of course, you know, down the South Island, ooh, it looks as if being close to the Antarctic,
it's
very, very cold.
Yes.
So anyway, I thought, well, welcome, and of course, this is perhaps the first time I've spoken to you, and, you know, it's welcome to the very top of the far north. And it's, you know, it's always a lovely place up here. It's a bit warmer than any other area, but however, we're lucky.
You are very lucky, very fortunate.
Yes. Okay, my first question is, new study shows that financial vulnerability of older New Zealanders with results showing Maori, Pacific Islanders and women have lower levels of financial literacy, resulting in them being financially unprepared for their senior years. How were these statistics captured?
Right, thanks for that. That's a really good question. So we ran an online survey and we gathered data from 1,191 New Zealanders aged 55 and older. And our survey was representative of various ethnic groups within New Zealand. So we got a nice distribution of respondents. And from that data, we were able to analyse the financial literacy of different cohorts within our sample. And as you mentioned already, we found that there are certain groups, and in particular, the younger generation in the Murray Pacifica ethnic group, women, females, especially those with lower levels of education, people with lower income, and people that have a lot of family responsibility tend to have lower financial literacy.
What is the leading cause of financial burden for our kaumātua kui, you know, for the older women?
Well, I think a part of that is not saving for retirement, and that, of course, is affected by the level of income that you have as you work during your working years. So the New Zealand government does provide a pension, but that is really just a minimum level of income in terms of meeting costs such as housing, food, provision for clothing and health and basic needs. So if people aren't able to and don't understand the importance of saving for retirement or get themselves into financial difficulty during their working life, it's much harder for them to be able to have enough money to live on when they retire.
How do we better prepare our up-and-coming generations, and what would break the cycle of this repeating itself in many years to come?
That's a great question. So I think the results of our study tell us very clearly that we need to be educating people, and we need to be doing that very early on in their lives, so primary school age, start teaching them about how to save, how to make good investment decisions, the risk of getting into debt, and the cost of borrowing money, especially when interest rates are very high, and helping them to understand the value of saving over a long period of time so that money accumulates interest And when you get to the end of your working life in 40, 50 years' time, there's a large amount of money that you use to live on in retirement to support your overall well-being.
Oh, that's a good answer, because I think, you know, just quietly, you know, for a lot of indigenous people, you know, people, yes. I think mm-hmm. they find it quite difficult, or perhaps one of the faults we have insofar as this is communication and learning families, you know, to do this and make them aware as they're growing up or having a family and making right. them, you know, learn what's it all about to face up to when they grow older, mm-hmm. you know. That mm-hmm. seems to be the trend nowadays. I think it's doing that and teaching them.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if you change one generation, that will change the next generation.
It just takes one generation
to switch their thinking and have a better understanding of how to prepare so that you can live well in retirement, and you can also help your family to live well in retirement.
That's right. I certainly think these questions that we've thrown out, and you've answered them well, and I personally think that teaching them now mm-hmm. is a great obstacle for them to face up when they're a bit older, you know. And that's
right.
how I look at it. But, you know, just through experience and me being a little bit older, mm-hmm. Helen, I found that perhaps some families are good at telling their you know, within the family group that this is how you do it.
Yes.
And but I think in the era in the 1960s onwards, some of our families were never taught how mm-hmm. to do it and mm-hmm. growing up. But mm-hmm. Perhaps I can say I'm one of the lucky ones that we spoke and communicated on the dinner table, and that's
good.
How we got through it, you know.
Yes. Yeah, and I think, you know, there is an opportunity for us to bring this into the education system.
That's right.
So, you know, parents can work alongside educators
mm.
who inform students, and even getting them to start with a KiwiSaver.
That's right.
You know, it's there, it's available. It's just a matter of signing up and making small contributions. You know, if you start when you're 8 years old, you can be a millionaire when you're 65.
Yeah, very
it's
good.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
I find, you know, as now as a, well, I, you know, I can say I'm in that older age bracket,
mm-hmm.
and I'm finding even to my grandchildren now
yes.
that I'm, they're asking me questions, you know, and I'm saying, you've got to do this, you know. So I'm mm-hmm. bragging on about it.
That's
so
good.
they can grasp it, you know.
That's right. And it's very important because, you know, if you don't have financial adequacy,
yes.
that then impacts on your mental health, dynamics in other relationships in your life, your physical health, and your overall well-being, because the burden, the anxiety that comes with lack of choice through financial adequacy
yes.
is very, very serious.
Okay, my last question. What will happen now moving forward with the research mm-hmm. that has been accomplished by Otago University regarding financial vulnerability of older New Zealanders?
Yes, so what we would like to do is take our results and, you know, you give this to the government and make a recommendation to the government going forward about changes that could be valuable in terms of reducing the risk of people not being adequately prepared for retirement.
Oh, very good, Helen. I think you and I have covered quite a bit.
Yes.
And I'm sure for people listening to you and I, it'll make them open their eyes and ears to everything that's been communicated on the air, and I'm sure some of them will have guidelines to move forward with their families, eh?
Wonderful. Yes, I hope so.
Oh, kia ora, and thank you for that little conversation we've had today.
Thank you, Girly. Have a lovely day.
And likewise.
All right, take care. Yes, bye-bye.
Bye. Ai, kei konei anō, ngā kōrero e whiti haere ana. A kia tātou katoa, ka tupu mai koe me tō whānau, koe ware ware. Kia noho koe kona ki te kōrero atu, ngā āhuatanga e pāpā maina ki roto i ngā whānau. Nā te mea, o tamariki, o mokopuna, me we tahi ki te haere mai a mua, me wakako atu, e aha ngā ahuatanga mō te ao, ia koutou e noho ana i roto i tēnei ano, ngari te mea pai kōrero ngi atu ki a rātou me pēha ngā oranga, me pēha mōhio e kaue e maumau ngā pūtea i a rātou whakatupu ana, kaua noki e whakaaro ana a rātou ki o rātou ano nei tinana me ngā oranga i Waenganui, i a koe me o tai tamariki me ngā mokopuna. Kia ora mai.